welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we're talking Montreal and we're talking food. I'm here with Olivia. I think we're both getting hungry. And hey, if we're not hungry yet, you will be after this conversation that I had with Eric Bernard, who is the owner of Chez Lavigne in Montreal, along with his wife, Catherine. And in this conversation, we talk about wines, great entrees, and a really delicious salad.
It's made from eggplant. There's an eggplant puree on it, there's the beets, yellow and red beets. There's also pumpkin seed, roasted pumpkin seeds. And what makes the dish is actually the chef decided to take some buffalo yogurt, freeze it, put in a freezer, and then sliced it really thin. And there's layers of that on the salad. It gives the freshness, and it melts in your mouth. It's quite amazing, actually.
Well, explain a little bit about what buffalo yogurt is, because I think for those of us who are not foodies or people who, you know, are chefs or cooks or, you know, really know food really well, buffalo, we usually associate that with the cheese.
Yeah.
So now if we associate it with the yogurt, how is that? You freeze it first? I mean, what? I don't know.
It's a product that's made in Quebec. It's really like buffalo is a kind of a cow, actually. So the milk, they do yogurt with it. We buy that stuff, we froze it, and that's it. I mean, it's as simple as that.
And we had oysters.
Yeah, we had oysters. The oysters were from Prince Edward Island, which is a province in eastern Canada. Really fresh, kind of small, but a little bit salty. And we had two mignonettes with that, a traditional one. And Chef Sarac decided to do a mignonette with some cava, which is a sparkling wine from Spain, and some pears also. So it's a little bit on the fresh side.
The coral tonight was probably my favorite of all of the dishes that you served, and you said it's not on the menu yet.
No, it's not on the menu yet. It's going to be in the fall menu, which is coming up in a couple of weeks. I guess it's the end of September. Chef Sarac decided to put some quail, and we were like thinking about how to do it and what kind of presentation. And it's still not fixed as what exactly is going to be in the plate, but I guess that it's really good. Last Saturday, actually, we had a big celebration. My dad turned 80, so we did a special party just for him. Closed down the restaurant on a Saturday night.
Should have been here last Saturday.
Yeah, filled it up with my friends and family.
Oh, that's nice.
And he did some quail with some roasted peach, a ketchup made from peach. It was absolutely amazing.
And the listeners can go see a photo of it on my website, travelbagswithanita.com. We have a photo of all of the food, actually, that was prepared tonight. So everything was delicious. So now, when people come to Montreal, I think they should come just for the culinary scene. Because, you know, a lot of people travel specifically for the food. I mean, food is so much a part of travel. I mean, we want to find those great restaurants. We want to know where the locals eat. You know, we want to know all of that. So how can people find you guys?
We're really close to a subway station, which is called Place Saint-Henri, so Saint-Henri. We're in the one of the oldest boroughs of Montreal. And you can find us on Facebook, obviously, and on Instagram also. It's called Chez Lavigne. But, I mean, basically, you take the subway station, the orange line, you go out at Place Saint-Henri, and when you're in a restaurant, like, I mean, for 2 hours, 3 hours, just let time stop and enjoy the food, enjoy the wine, and have some fun. That's the nights that I like. This is what I like to do in life, you know, talk with my friends and having fun. And we decided to try to do the same thing here. So in the middle of the place, there's this huge round bar that's kind of beautiful with two TV screens, because we do love hockey, and in the winter time when the Montreal Canadiens are going for the Stanley Cup,
we open
the TVs. But besides that, I mean, it's all about friends being together and talking around a good bottle of wine. That's basically it, and a good meal.
And you have a fantastic wine this year. So tell me a little bit about it. I know you mentioned that Catherine selects a lot of the wines, but tell me a little bit about the wines that you serve and why that's so important with the pairing of the different dishes and foods that you serve.
We decided to do a wine list which is made exclusively of organic wines. We believe that what you are is what you eat and what you drink. And I don't want to say that I'm right and everybody's wrong, and that's not it. I'm not even close. I mean, people can do whatever they want, and it's fine with me. But we decided as a trademark to make sure that every wine that we serve here is organic, just to make sure that, I mean, there's the minimum of chemical products in it. As much, I mean, as little as they can, from small producers, and I mean, we call it living wines, because the wines are living and they have like good days and bad days, and it's a discovery, and it's a little travel with every taste that you have. And to make it quick, it's not like the wines are changing like every 2-3 weeks.
Oh.
And because it's like small winemakers that are, and there's like not that much bottles available. So there's a wine that we had that there were like 36 bottles in the province of Quebec. We had 12 of them.
Wow.
I mean, so when it's done,
it's done. Yeah.
And we have to wait for next year. So basically, this is what we do. Catherine tastes the wines. If she had like an emotion, or if there's something with the wines, if it brings you something, then it's probably gonna make it on the short list that we have. But it's all about the what you feel. It's not about where it's from or who makes it. Then I mean, it's really, is it organic, and do we taste it? That's basically how we do it.
Well, it goes back to what you said earlier about the love in the food, and you can definitely taste that here at your restaurant, and all the dishes and the pairing of the wines and the atmosphere, and just, you know, the fact that you guys are so close and so touchable. I mean, you're right here.
Yeah.
You know, so all of that really adds to the experience. So as we wrap up here, tell me again the website so that people can check it out. And as they're planning their trip to Montreal, they can definitely include a visit here to have some of your delicious food as well.
Okay, so you can go on our website. It's called chezlaving.com. So it's chezlaving.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. You can see the beautiful pictures there. And we hope to see you soon.
That was a great conversation with the restaurant owner, Eric Bernard. Are you ready to go, Olivia?
I'm ready to go and ready to try that salad.
It was delicious. I can definitely tell you that. When we come back, we will talk with someone from a Montreal distillery. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you by the Sapporo Island Beach Vacation.
I said I'll share the rest of my days, but I was